Hello, I'm Ben Eagle, a podcaster, journalist, and rural communications consultant, and welcome to Rural Business Focus. This is the podcast for rural businesses and those looking to start a business in the countryside. Episodes are released each Tuesday to inspire and support you to be your very best, both personally and for your business. Please subscribe to the show wherever you're listening, and if you think this episode will help someone you know, forward it on to them. It's the only way the show grows, by you sharing it. So thank you for that. But now, let's start today's show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Rural Business Focus. I am your host, Ben Eagle, and today is actually a solo episode with me. We may well do a few of these as the weeks roll on. There are some things that I'll ask others to come on the show to speak to you about, most things. And there are some things that fall within my niche, and podcasting is one of those. So you are with me today. I have been podcasting for nearly 6 years now, and across the different podcasts that I work on, I think I must have recorded in well in excess of 300 episodes now. I think, it's many hours anyway. And in that time, I've made a few mistakes. I've learned a few lessons, and I also learned some of the things to do, as well as perhaps some of the things to avoid. One of the biggest things, I think, and I remember when I first started out, I remember having absolutely no idea what I was doing at all in the beginning. And I'm quite a big fan, actually, of if you're not, it's always difficult when you don't know about, when you don't know anything about something, how do you start? But honestly, I mean, podcasting especially, it is quite simple to get started, and it's just practice. With any sort of skill at all, just get started and you pick things up as you go along. But hopefully today, I can at least give you some tips to get you started. And also, if you're going on a podcast as well, how to be a good guest, some tips from the perspective of a podcaster, what we're looking for as podcasters for guests. So let's get started. Podcasting is now an established, but I'd say still rapidly growing, broadcasting medium. And there are more than 2 million podcasts out there on every niche, from gardening to antiques, American football, cooking, hotel reviews. I'm just spouting random things now. Travel, self-help, rural business mentoring, of course. But depending on your niche and your intentions, there remains, I think, in my view at least, plenty of room still for more podcasts. And I suppose, in short, if you have a following already or some sort of interesting story to tell, personally, I believe everyone has an interesting story to tell, then you can be a podcaster. You can certainly be a podcast guest. So today we're going to talk about making your own podcast, how to start. We'll talk about that in a bit. But to start with, if you don't have loads of time to make your own regular show on top of everything else you're doing, perhaps you've thought about going on someone else's show as a guest. And I've actually had quite a few questions, which has been great to see, because clearly there are more and more people listening to the show now, which is good. But no, we've had some questions over Instagram. If you're not already following the podcast on Instagram, guys, please do head over there. We are at Rural Business Focus on Instagram. We're also at Rural BF underscore pod on Twitter. But yeah, we've had a few questions. So I will do my best to cover those. But actually, most of them have been about being a podcast guest and, I suppose, settling your nerves as well. So we'll talk about that. I would say if you want to be a guest on a podcast, and it is a great way, certainly as a small brand, of starting to get your name out there. One of the good things about podcasts, of course, is that once they're out there, once they've been released, they're there forever, really, until, I mean, even a lot of podcasts that are no longer making podcasts the episodes, you can still find the episodes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So if your brand is on one of those episodes, it will still be there, and there will constantly be people, new people, searching for things that they are interested in to do with podcasts, or searching for podcasts that they're interested in. So it is a really good way in. How do you do it? I would say, first of all, first thing to do is to make a list of any podcast that you think would be a good fit for you, in terms of niche and based on previous guests that have been on that podcast. If you think that you're similar to them, or you think you could add value in some way to that podcast, then add that to your list. Please make sure to listen to those podcasts before you contact the podcaster offering to come on their podcast. That is a big bugbear of podcasters, and we like to know that you have listened. And honestly, that will just help a lot. So the more information that you have on the show, the more likely that they are to say yes. Also, it doesn't hurt to follow them on social media, and even give their podcast a plug on your social media. That will probably just, it'll always help you if they already recognize your name or your social media account before you contact them by email or by direct messaging them on social media. I would say it's probably a good idea to follow them for a little while and engage in their content before contacting them. That would help. When you do contact them, whether that's by email or direct message, I personally quite like direct message. I've had quite a few people actually in the last few months wanting to come on Meet the Farmers, for example, and they've contacted me through Instagram mostly. I quite like it because it's quite informal, and podcasting is quite informal. So when you contact them, and that's up to you whether you email them or direct message them, make sure you tell the podcaster what you can offer them. So that could be your existing audience, that could be promoting a product that their listeners will be interested in, or be able to talk about a subject that their listeners will be interested in. Ultimately, the podcaster is looking for engaged listeners, and to keep putting content out there that their listeners want to engage with and find interesting. Make sure that you sort of acknowledge what sort of added value you can give them. Be patient and don't expect a response straight away. If you haven't heard, then send a polite follow-up after a few days, I'd recommend. So that's sort of before, and hopefully they will get in touch and say, yep, you fit my niche really well. Would absolutely love to have you on the show. Some podcasters will work by the seat of their pants and literally be, so you might even get on the next week's episode, or if it's a particularly topical thing, then you might get on the following week because it's particularly topical. But some podcasters, and I've become one of these podcasters, have like a long, long list. So I'm currently working on guests for the end of the year into next year now, mostly because I like planning ahead and just knowing where I stand, because otherwise it runs away with you a bit. So be prepared that you might not get on the show for a little while, depending on who that podcaster is and their sort of way of working. When you are on the show, and I know actually, which is very exciting, there are a few of you listening to this episode, or at least you've got in touch with me recently, so I assume you're listening to this episode, who are about to appear on podcasts or go on podcasts in the next few weeks. This is really exciting. So some tips for when you're on the show. The most important thing from my point of view is think of it as going down to the pub or having coffee with friends rather than an interview. And it depends on what the show is. It depends on what the podcast is, but generally podcasts are quite informal as a way of media. It is quite informal. And the more formal you make it, the more scripted you make it, the less authentic it's really going to come across. You will come across so much better if it is more relaxed. And that's probably my next tip, actually. It is, I love how I say, so try to be relaxed, but do honestly, be relaxed and authentic. Those are the key things. Just tell your story, identify your story, and say what it is that you know. Nobody knows more about what you do than you. And that's the thing, to just stand up with and be proud about. It's up to the interviewer, up to the podcaster. It's their job to ask the right questions and to get the best out of you. So, and they will, yeah, it'll be in their interest to make the most out. A lot of podcasters, so I like to send the questions out beforehand. So then there's at least a guiding framework, so the guest knows what is coming up. I'll always push in a few extra questions, and as the conversation develops as well, there will be extra questions. But it's very much a chat, really. It should seem like that. When it comes to preparation, I would say be prepared, but not overly prepared, which is, I know that's probably a really annoying bit of advice. So make some notes, make sure that you know what it is that you want to say, what message it is that you want to say, because that's the most important thing. You have to get that across. Are there any key bits of information that you want to mention? Is there any specific thing that you want to publicize? For example, let's just say your social media accounts. I mean, there may be an opportunity within the podcast for you to give those a plug, but that's a good thing to get mentioned somewhere. Listeners like, well, as a podcast listener, actually, I like to have action points? I think I actually do. I think I like to at least have the option to follow things up, to learn new. If I learn something new, then I might want to follow that up. But they're not going to, a listener isn't going to know what to do or what to click or what to follow up or who to follow if they're not actually told that. I know it's probably stating the obvious, but make sure that you get across what it is, that those important bits of information that you want to get across. My next tip, which I've actually completely failed to do recording this particular podcast episode, which is very bad of me, but it's have a glass of water with you. And I would say actually also make sure that you drink probably about half an hour beforehand. Make sure you go to the toilet as well. But that's just life advice, isn't it? Have a glass of water with you. Try to make sure that you don't drink it into the, if you're using a microphone, don't try. Yeah. I mean, it's not great if the sound comes up. It's not the end of the word. It's not the end of the world, but it's not great that sound comes across. So, have a glass of water with you. When it comes to microphones, I mean, it's not the end of the day. The 99% of interviews that I do, certainly over Zoom, the guest does not have a microphone at all. They're sort of relying on the internal microphone of their computer. That's fine. It's up to the podcaster to ensure that the sound quality is as high as possible, and through post-production they can do a lot with that. I would say as a guest, from a podcaster's perspective, if the guest has a microphone, that is amazing, and also you will come across much better as well. If your own sound quality is better, I'm a big fan in life of actually try and take control of what you can yourself. If you get a microphone of some kind, then that's going to help you because it's going to help the sound quality moving forward. But it's not the end of the day. I would say as another tip as well, offer to record the audio on your phone at your end. Podcasters, myself included, won't always ask that, even though we probably should as an extra backup. And certainly, I mean, with pretty much all smartphones now, the recording quality is pretty good. So if you could record at your end, and then at the very worst, then you could send them that audio clip. And then it's up to the podcaster whether they use it, but at least they've got the option to have a better quality feed. Next tip, banish significant others, children, pets, anyone from the room that you're recording in. Certainly if you're doing a face-to-face interview, and I would say if you are if you're doing a virtual interview as well, it just makes it much easier. But to be honest, we've all, the pandemic has taught us that. It still happens occasionally, but we've all become pretty good at that. The next tip is a nice obvious one. Again, it happens. It happens to me as well. Even when I'm recording, turn off your phone. It's another easy one to forget. some other things. Thank the host at the end. I'm always a fan of manners. That's always appreciated. And also promote the podcast when it goes live, especially if you have a good following, or if you have a different following to the podcaster, they will really appreciate their podcast going into a new audience, into a new network. So promote it, and that would be great. So I think that is it. Those are my sort of main tips for going on a podcast. But yeah, like I say, first and foremost is definitely just be as relaxed as you can, and ensure that you know what it is you want to say, and just be authentic. Again, nobody can tell your story better than you can. Yeah, I know what, yes, several people have given me that bit of advice before, and I think that stands for a lot. So yeah, that's going on a podcast. What about running your own podcast? Well, what are some of the benefits of running your own podcast? Firstly, a podcast being audio, I suppose it allows you to build a really personal connection with your listener. And there's something very powerful and special, I think, about the voice. I think, yeah, certainly I find that with people. Yeah, there are certain voices that I really, really like. There are certain voices I really don't like quite so much. This means for on podcasting. Elizabeth Day, for example, I think I mentioned that before, but she has one of my favorite podcasting voices. If you haven't already listened to it, she presents and produces the How to Fail podcast. But yeah, so there's something very, very sort of connecting about that. Generally, podcasting is becoming more and more popular, partly, I think, because you can listen to a podcast anywhere. And therefore, it's a good way of you reaching an audience, getting your brand out there. Or if you're an influencer, perhaps, then getting your personal brand out there. Another benefit is that it's really easy to get started. All you really need is a computer, a smartphone, and an internet connection in the most basic sense. Obviously, it can be as complicated as you want it to be. But that is all that you really need. And yeah, if you're building a personal brand as an influencer or building a business brand, then it's just a great way of connecting with your customers or your followers, spreading your message and telling your story. It's also a really good way, I think, of crafting your story. And as you go through, whether it's a weekly show, whether it's a monthly show, but it makes you understand your brand more, what are your messages that you want to give out, understanding your own consumers as well, your own customers as your listeners. You can engage with them. You can ask them questions. They can then get back in touch with you through social media. But critically, it's all through this power of the voice. A few reasons for starting a podcast. And it has grown a lot. Like I said, at the beginning of this, there are just over 2 million podcasts now. So that has grown rapidly, but still, if you compare it to blogs, for example, there's something like 600 million blogs, I think. So it's still pretty low in comparison to that. Right, starting a podcast. First and foremost, the thing to think about is your concept. What is your concept and format for your podcast? Browse existing podcasts in your field. Think about what you could create that fits your niche, but also provides listeners with something different. Think about your listeners. That's one thing that I would say that I've learned increasingly. Certainly when you're planning episodes, it's really interesting as a podcaster when certain subjects or certain episodes perform in terms of, and it's not, I know that, yeah, podcast, it's always said that podcasting is not all about downloads, but it's partly about downloads. But anyway, I'll sometimes get some higher download episodes that completely surprise me. And then you'll make certain episodes that you think, oh, it's going to do really, really well. It might be a good guest or something that's particularly topical. And then it just doesn't. So it's always interesting to be kept on your toes. And yeah, ask your listeners for feedback. That's something that I've learned. Speaking of which, please, listeners, do give me feedback, both on this episode, and honestly, I'd appreciate honest feedback, but either this episode or the other episodes. Please also write reviews of the show. I know I'm saying that in a pleading way, but it would be really, really, I'd really appreciate it if you could write a review, rating and review wherever you listen to the podcast. Anyway, sorry, I'm going off topic. So yeah, think of the listener and think of the listener when you're designing the podcast. So who are they? What age are they? What gender are they? Background? What are they looking for in a podcast? What do they want to know? And really create a persona. That's obviously we'll probably do some branding episodes on this, on the actual creation of a persona. But yeah, when you're marketing something, this sort of idea of who that person is quite important. And it's exactly the same with podcasting. When you're designing a podcast, think of who your listener is. Think about your goals for the podcast. What is it that you want to achieve? That's important because this is going to take up a lot of your time. So yeah, as well as enjoying it, you have to have some sort of idea of what it is that you want to get out of it. What kind of format is it going to be? Is it going to be a skills-based podcast? Is it going to be educational? Is it going to showcase your expertise? Will it be an interview-style podcast? If it is an interview-style podcast, what experience do you have of interviewing people? Yeah, so just think about the format. But I think generally, if you can think of, I often say this when I talk to people about podcasting, if you can think of at least probably 10 to 15 episodes relatively easily, then you're in the right area. You've got a podcast. Who's going to host it? That's another thing to think about. Are you going to have a single host? Are you going to have multiple hosts? Are you going to have guest hosts? Are you going to host it? But the host definitely has a big impact on the show and the listeners and who's actually going to listen. Think about how long it's going to be. Are you going to sit down? So, and I suppose that is it going to be weekly? If it's going to be weekly, is it going to be sort of like 30 to 40 minutes? I try to sort of fit within the sort of 30 to 40 minute period, and occasionally you'll get some that are less than that. Occasionally you'll get some that are more, but try and keep it roughly the same amount of time. Some daily podcasts, though, are like 3 to 5 minute shorts, and some longer form podcasts, like when Joe Rogan, for example, they're well over an hour. So I think it depends on your topic and who you interview. But talking of time, expect for it to take up quite a bit of time. how much time it will take, it very much depends on the production, how much of the reduction you want to do yourself. So there are a lot of media professionals out there who are very happy to lend a hand in all areas of podcasting, whether that's editing, whether that's social media, whether that's post-production, even whether that's just recording episodes as a sort of guest host. I personally do a lot of that stuff. And by contracting out certain elements, you can save yourself a lot of time, but also depending on your budget, of course, but also depending on your time and what you want to get out of it. If you do everything yourself, number one, you'll have a much better idea of what it takes to make a podcast. And number two, you'll just, you always get exactly what you want, don't you? As long as your skill set is sufficient. And there are lots of good training courses out there. And podcast trainers as well. It's how I started. Well, it's not actually how I started, but I did some podcast training fairly early on to starting, and found that really, really helpful. It's like anything, isn't it? Just we can always help. We can always take advantage, I suppose, of people who've already had that experience before. If you want any help, guys, please do get in touch through my socials. I'm always always happy to help. What got next? Yeah, choosing a name is next. Podcasters, I mean, myself included, to be honest, even when I was thinking of the name for this particular podcast, I can get, I think, a bit overly obsessed with finding the right name for a new show. It is vitally important that you find the right name for your niche, after you'll be saying the name a lot. I think it's important the way that when a listener is looking for a new podcast, they will search for something, and the closer you can get it to that does help. It helps to be something that's memorable. It also helps that have something that will rank well within the keywords SEO element if someone is searching for the podcast. I think also, yeah, we can get slightly obsessed with. I would just brainstorm plenty of names, and obviously make sure that you check that no one has already claimed your name. Another tip for names is that, which someone once told me, is that titles of three words tend to do well. So maybe stick with something that's three words. Once you've got your name or your potential names, ask friends and family, just anyone really, and get them to give you some honest feedback. What we go next? Format. So think about how much time that you can commit. Are you going to be making these daily? Are you going to be making them weekly? Are you going to be making them monthly? Are you going to do a series format? That can sometimes work quite well. But yeah, think about the amount of time that you have. Obviously, the more podcasts you make, the more engagement you're going to have with your listeners. But the most important thing really is just be consistent. So if you're going to release episodes every week, release them every week. If you're going to release episodes every month, release them every month. People do daily podcasts. I mean, personally, I don't understand how people can possibly have the time to do the daily podcasts, but they tend to be relatively short updates, to be honest. Or they tend to be pre-recorded, and you can pre-record loads and then settle them out. But again, it depends on the format and depends what it is that you want. Also think about what day you want to release it on. So again, be consistent with the day. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are usually the best days to release new episodes, but also look at other podcasts within your niche and see what days they are releasing on. So maybe choose a different day, depending on what they do. Because also, I mean, the great thing about other podcasts in your niche is that if their listeners will probably be interested in yours. And it's the great thing. It's one of the things I love about podcasting, is that it's not really competitive on that element, because we all want to help each other, because in our niche, our listeners might be interested in listeners in listening to a different podcast. So just think about that day as well. Artwork. If you want to do it yourself, then do it yourself. Great. But obviously, similar to what I was saying yesterday about using freelance contractors or freelance media professionals, then just get in touch with contact a graphic designer. You can do that. Canva is a great is great though for any design work, which you probably already know if you're interested in that kind of thing. On the music front as well, check to see if you need a license through PRS. I mean, this is unlikely unless you have a music podcast and are broadcasting lots of different tracks. There are quite a few places online that you can find royalty-free music for your show. Audio Jungle is one. I use that quite a lot. Premium Beat, that's another, and there are several around. Hosting. Hosting is one of the most important, and this is website hosts or podcast hosts, like Simplecast, for example, that I would recommend. I use them. Acast, you might have heard of. Libsyn, who I think probably one of the older ones. So we're talking about hosting platforms as opposed to podcast hosts, people presenting. In the bad old days, you used to have to know loads of stuff about RSS feeds, and you had to manually, I remember when I first started mine, you had to manually upload all this stuff. Now it's fantastic because all these hosting sites practically do everything for you. But in essence, podcasts are shared and distributed using an RSS feed. And most websites, unlike hosting sites, they don't have the bandwidth suitable for podcasting. So in short, you just need to find a host, but it has to be a host that works for you. I would say be cautious of any free plans out there, as they, number one, they might include adverts in your podcast that may have little or no relevance to your show. They may even cut out content. I have listened to shows before where that's happened. Additionally, some of the free plans as well, you might have limited storage or limits on upload provision. So just read the small print before you sign up to anything. But like I said, I would personally recommend Simplecast. It is, apart from the else, it does what it says on the tin. It is very simple. You can very easily form little miniature sort of snippets, 30-second, minute-long snippets, which are really, really helpful. But you just have a browse of all of them. And like I say, if you want to have a chat at any time, just get in touch. Equipment wise, you don't need expensive or complicated kit to start podcasting. You really don't. In reality, you could just begin with your smartphone and a pair of headphones. That would be fine. Honestly, the mics within smartphones now, certainly compared with when I started, are just unbelievable. And at the same time, sound quality is important. So look into mics. And as you, I would say, as you grow and develop, invest in better kit. That's I think that's just what most people do. It's like anything, isn't it, really? And I think good sound quality does mean, I think it does mean that listeners are likely to listen again. So I would strongly recommend a microphone, and there are loads out there. Do some research before committing. A Blue Yeti is quite a cost-effective way to start. But yeah, if you want a really professional sound, I say a really professional sound. That makes me feel, but my microphone, which is the one that I was recommended. This is a Shure SM7B, and there are yeah Shure is it yeah there are lots in that sort of bracket. You will need, if you're going down the microphone route, you'll need an interface to connect your microphone to your computer. I suggest to look into Focusrite. And if you're doing any field recording, you will also need a mobile recording system. Zoom is a great brand for that, which I recommend. I use a Zoom H4N. Yeah, look into the ones that are new, but to be honest, you can get secondhand ones that are really good as well. But pretty much in podcasting, like most things, you can spend almost unlimited amounts of money on tech. So yeah, my advice would be just grow as you go. So that's the equipment side. Sorry, there's loads in here, and I'm very sorry if I'm bamboozling you a bit. Feel free to have a break and pause, and then restart again. When you're preparing episodes, and this sort of rather goes back to when you're preparing to be on a podcast, again, cliche, but to fail to prepare is to prepare to fail. Make sure you've done your research before you record. Create a structure for each episode with plenty of potential questions if you're interviewing guests. And also, if you're doing a solo like this, just have some bullet points, so you do, which can sort of just guide you as you're going. So just be prepared and ensure that you know really what it is that you're going to be talking about, which is again stating the obvious, really. But yeah, think about the tone of the podcast that you want to create. Over preparing sometimes, it can seem too scripted, which just doesn't come across very well, I think, when someone is listening. It's again, it's one of my massive bits of advice really about podcasting is just listen to podcasts. I mean, I'm probably pretty obsessed with podcasts and listening to different podcasts, and I wish that I had more time to just constantly listen to them because there are so many. And you learn more from different podcasters. But anyway, I'm going on a tangent. Recording itself, yeah. So I mentioned that yeah, you could do it in the field with something like a Zoom mic. But also, I mean, the pandemic's meant that, which is great, most people are just used to speaking over platforms such as Zoom and Teams now, which is really useful as a podcaster, because it generally means that guests are more comfortable, if you have guests. And yeah, if they're more comfortable, then you're going to get a better result. And also, the recording functions on these platforms make podcasting really simple. And so at the end of the recording, you literally just click end, and your file is automatically downloaded. You might then need to clean it up using some sort of editing software, but it's generally really good. And yeah, going a little bit down the technical side, so files can be WAV files, they can be MP3 files. Most podcast hosting sites will prefer an MP3 file. If you're recording using dictaphone or your phone, then you can record individual files that you can then cut together later. That's just also one other thing to think about. Editing. So by the time you get to this point, you will have recorded your file or your files, and you'll be ready to cut them together. And depending on how much you want to go into this, you might want to improve the sound quality. But you'll be, in essence, you will know when when you put those files into your editing software, you will know. In terms of when I say editing software, I'm talking about something like Audacity, which is free. That's open source. It's how I started. You can use Adobe Audition. You can use Reaper, which is what I use. And it's mostly just it's editing the tracks together. It's working on the sound quality. And again, you'll just learn as you go. But once again, there are plenty of podcasters and media professionals out there who will happily help you with this side of podcasting if you would just rather stop after the recording element. I completely understand why a lot of people would want to just record the files and then hand it on. And in essence, yeah, so your editor slash producer will then do all the stuff and literally just hand you the final episode. They'll deliver it to you, or they might even upload it directly to your hosting service without you even having to think about anything else. So that's definitely one thing to think about. If you are going to be doing any sort of post-production work, one platform I do actually recommend, which I've actually only recently started using, but I'm finding it really useful. It's called Orphonic, and it will in essence just set all your levels at the best possible place. So it saves a huge amount of time in your post-production, ensuring that your sound quality is good. So once you've got your file, it's gone out, you put it through your podcast hosting site, it's then about promote. And that's arguably it's the most important element, because if nobody knows about your podcast, then nobody's going to download it. And I know it's something that I need to become better at. But again, there are loads of social media people out there who are very good at this. And again, advertising, look at other ways that you can market your podcast. So write a little marketing plan. It doesn't need to be in depth, but think about other podcasters who you could perhaps become a guest on to spread your podcast. Think about magazines, websites, blogs. It could even be that TikTok is your main avenue of promotion. Who knows? It's definitely not for me, but it might be for you. Some ideas for promoting your podcast. One thing you could do, which is one thing I tried with this podcast, actually, when it was launched not so long ago, and it was a piece of advice that was given to me, was to release at least 3 episodes when you launch, because then if someone likes your show, then they're probably going to be more likely to listen to more. And if they listen to more, then they will be more committed to it in the long run. So that's one thing. Ask your listeners to subscribe and share or leave reviews. Please, listeners, subscribe to this podcast, share it around and leave some reviews. That would be great. Thank you. Network with other podcasters in your niche as well. I've already said that several times, but appearing on their podcast could be a good way of connecting with listeners who will probably enjoy your podcast as well. Yeah, and promote it. You could make a little snippet actually promoting your podcast and send it out to other podcasts or podcasters. Bring guests on. That's a great way of advancing your network as well, because they will then push it onto other people. Convert your podcast into a YouTube video. That could be one. Create audiograms. They are great. So like a little audiogram. So an audiogram is really a 30-second audio snippet, which you can put out on your social media. Or Simplecast, for example, is really good. It makes it really easy to do that. You could create a podcast newsletter. You could use MailChimp or OmniSend or one of those to create an e-marketing campaign. Use influencers. So yeah, just promote. Really. So I've realized I've rabbited on for ages, and there's a huge amount to take in there, but really just give it a go is the main thing. I mean, that is a whistle stop tour through podcasting, but give it a go, and you will learn as you go. But also, don't be afraid to ask for help. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can contact me through, I don't even mind if you just use my personal social media as well. It's benji_eagle on Twitter or Instagram. Or of course you can get in touch with me through Instagram, the Rural Business Focus Instagram page, which is at Rural Business Focus, or Twitter. It's at ruralbf_pod. You can also visit my website, which is benjamineagle.co.uk, and there's all my details on there. I actually provide full podcast production services, as well as presenting services as well. And I'd be really happy to help you get your podcast off the ground, or help you shape it to another level if it's already going. If you want some critical friend advice, please do get in touch. But yeah, I've really enjoyed talking about podcasting today. That's great. I hope that you've got something from that. Next time on the show, we are talking about marketing on a whole sector scale. And I will be joined by Andy Venables. Brilliant, Andy. He's such a great guy. Andy is managing director at digital marketing agency Hills Green. And he will be coming on to talk to me about their brand new visionary movement, which is called Mission Ag. So I hope you can join me then. Until then, I will leave you in the way that I leave you every episode. Try to do one thing that helps you progress this week and one thing that helps someone else. Stay focused, and I will see you next time.